It is now time for the rural news with Monique Steele. Tēnā koe. A new logistics and transport hub is opening in Blenheim today.
Tēnā koe, Charlotte. Yes, and investors say it should help speed up the time to market for Marlborough's key primary industries. Sectors like wine production, forestry and agriculture have helped drive the region's GDP up to $3.8 billion through 2023, according to Infometrics, but some producers are having trouble getting their product out of the region. CAM Transport has opened its new 6,000 square metre depot in Blenheim today to send largely primary industry goods across the motu and offshore on time. Its general manager Bill Bamber says the 35-year-old family-owned company has three depots in Picton, Hastings and Wellington, and now it aims to open up greater access to the ports to avoid current supply chain disruptions in the region.
The area itself is quite a challenging area. Being the Marlborough region, it's quite hard to get in and out of, and it's always been a challenge for the growers there to have a resilient supply chain in terms of, you know, Mother Nature has its way of causing a few issues with the earthquake and, of course, the heavy rains which close the Whangamoas into Nelson. And also shipping lines too tend to pick and choose when they want to come in and come out of port. So it's always been an area where they've struggled and they've always had to go out through Nelson. The opportunity now for the region is looking at the three ports there are around them, which is obviously Nelson, Wellington and Lyttelton.
He says there's a need for the service as some transport companies are tapped out at capacity, leading to delays.
There's a number of suppliers in Marlborough servicing the wine industry, but they're they're full at the moment, and it's a real struggle to get space and a real struggle for the growers to get their containers loaded and to get them off to market. And that delay is really where it causes them issues in terms of their revenue. Of course, the supply chain has been affected by shipping and what's happening in the world and also what's happening around New Zealand.
Bill Bamber says more competition will help build resilience for the region's primary industries. Prices for beef processing are holding steady here as demand from the United States is now stronger than our supply. With the US cow cull more than 200,000 head behind the five-year average, Australian and New Zealand beef producers are continuing to plug the gap. AgriHQ senior analyst Mel Crode says cull cow prices have held in the yards and at processors over the past fortnight.
Typically, we would start to see those cow schedules begin to decline at this point, just due to usually the backlogs forming through that autumn cow cull. So far, this season, the outlook is shaping up a little differently, and the strength of the US market means for now that our current domestic market is fairly steady in terms of pricing. The strength in demand and prices should mean that while the processors are possibly making the most of being able to recoup margins, as soon as that cow supply starts to shorten, there should be some fat in the system to lift those cow prices at a slaughter level. And generally, we start to see that kick in from June.
Mel Crode says processors are sitting at about $3.50 a kilogram in the South Island and $4.10 a kilo in the North. There's a glimmer of hope that the Indian market is buying New Zealand logs again, easing the pressure on the oversupplied Chinese market. The $250 million Indian market collapsed in 2019 after New Zealand phased out the use of environmentally harmful product, methyl bromide. But non-fumigated shipments to India resumed following trade negotiations last year, but that's under the condition that they were treated on arrival. Forestry company PF Olsen spokesperson Scott Downs said a trial shipment in India was well received, so now six more will leave our shores this month.
New Zealand sent one load to there maybe 2 months ago, and that was a trial load under sort of new quarantine standards. And so now some of the bigger players are sending a load there each. So if we can open that market up again, then that does take a little bit of pressure off China's supply.
Even in its peak time, the log trade to China only took 1.7 million cubic metres of logs. That's compared to our largest market, China, at 19 million cubic metres. A global aquaculture company that's just set up in New Zealand is hoping to solve the issue of dying kelp fields and large areas of unproductive kina. Urchinomics has designed a new way to grow destructive wild kina for commercial sale while letting kelp regrow. Its New Zealand lead, Maru Samuels, says the system of feeding and housing the kina is quite unique. He says a solution is needed because kelp fields are disappearing around the Auckland Gulf Islands, the far north, and also in Te Waipounaumu.
What happens is the number of kina gets to a point where they pretty much smash the kelp. Anything that tries to regrow, they'll just chomp through that, and they're skinny. So there's no kai in them, there's no roe in them. Nobody wants to harvest them or eat them. And so they effectively just grow and expand in number. What's left is just rocky reef and all of these kina. You know, you've got an ecological problem, these kina barrens. Kelp is really important, obviously, to carbon sequestration and housing fish. So you get to restore the kelp, but then you also get to take the kina, fatten them up and sell them commercially. So there's a commercially sustainable model there.
Maru Samuels says Urchinomics has designed a specialty feed and ranching system for the kina, and after just 12 weeks of feeding up, they're ready to be enjoyed by their East Asian customers. He says they plan to be in business by October. Meanwhile, the company will attend a community hui in Northland on May the 10th, led by Oceans and Fisheries Minister Shane Jones, to address the issue of kina barrens. And lastly, the Reserve Bank says near-term risks in the dairy sector have eased due to rising milk prices and farmers cutting costs. However, it says while it's helped reduce cash flow pressures, milk prices remain volatile and farmers face ongoing challenges. The central bank says debt servicing costs are significant for dairy farmers, despite debt levels falling in the past 5 years. It's also warning that the sheep and beef industry are under pressure too, from declining international meat prices, which is hurting profitability. And that's the rural news for today. Kia pai, tō rā.